Good afternoon, dear listeners, and welcome. This is Yusra Larjoun behind the microphone, your anchor on our daily newscast live from RIM Radio Studios. Joining me today are Iman DB and Miriam Benaisa on the coverage and Mohammed Ayoub Adin on radio production. Stay tuned for the latest national and international news coverage for the headlines. Throne Day, His Majesty the King Commander of the Faithful chairs in Tetouan Allegiance Ceremony. Israel-Palestine conflict, Morocco under leadership of His Majesty the King reiterates position in favor of peace as strategic choice. And internationally, Senegalese government dissolves opposition party PASTEF amidst conviction of leader Ousmane Sonko. His Majesty King Mohammed VI, Commander of the Faithful, may God assist him, accompanied by His Royal Highness Crown Prince Moulay Hassan, His Royal Highness Prince Moulay Rashid, and His Highness Prince Moulay Ahmed, chaired on Monday afternoon at the Mishwar Square in the Royal Palace of Tetouan, the allegiance ceremony in commemoration of the 24th anniversary of the sovereign's accession to the throne of his glorious ancestors. Leaving national soil to Jeddah, Morocco, under the leadership of His Majesty King Mohammed VI, chairman of the Al-Quds Committee, reiterates its position in favor of peace as the strategic choice to resolve the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, said Nasser Bourita, Minister of Foreign Affairs, African Cooperation, and Moroccan Expatriates, on Monday. The kingdom supports the peace process aimed at achieving a just, lasting, and comprehensive solution that will enable the brotherly Palestinian people to regain their legitimate rights and establish their independent, viable, and sovereign state with East Al-Quds as its capital in accordance with a two-state solution, Bourita said, at a virtual ministerial meeting of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation known as OIC on the incidence of burning copies of the Holy Quran in Sweden and Denmark. In a speech read on his behalf by Fuad Akhrif, Director of Orient Gulf and Arab and Islamic Organizations at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, African Cooperation and Moroccan Expatriates, the minister stressed that the kingdom reaffirms its rejection of all reprehensible provocative acts and unilateral measures and practices targeting the occupied Palestinian territories, Al-Quds al-Sharif and Al-Aqsa Mosque. The Palestinian issue and Al-Quds al-Sharif have been and will remain the cause of all Moroccans, the king, the government, and the people, and a main focus of Morocco's political, diplomatic, and humanitarian action on the ground. Under the leadership of His Majesty the King, chairman of Al-Quds Committee assured Bourita. Still in Jeddah, and during the same event, the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, OIC, welcomed the United Nations General Assembly Resolution on Interfaith and Intercultural Dialogue Against Hate Speech, presented by Morocco and adopted on July 25, 2023. The OIC appreciated this decision, reinforcing their approach to combat Islamophobia and hate speech, and expressed its deep concern at the upsurging cases of discrimination and acts of violence around the world. The Minister of Foreign Affairs, African Cooperation, and Moroccan Expatriates Nasser Bourita had confirmed that Morocco denounces provocations offensive to the sanctity of Islam and called for the promotion of the values of coexistence and dialogue. The destination is now London. Britain's Minister of State at the Department for Business and Trade and Minister for Industry and Economic Security, Nusrat Ghani, praised the exceptional leadership of His Majesty King Mohammed VI during an event held in London by Morocco's embassy to the UK. More details with you, Miriam Benaisa.
Britain's Minister of State at the Department of Business and Trade and Minister for Industry and Economic Security, Nusrat Ghani, hailed His Majesty King Mohammed VI's exceptional leadership. Speaking at an event held Monday in London by Morocco's embassy to the UK on the occasion of the 24th anniversary of His Majesty King Mohammed VI's accession to the throne of his glorious ancestors, the official shared that the sovereign is a visionary leader, a force for stability and prosperity. Ms. Ghani, who also serves as Minister of State for the Investment Security Unit, expressed her gratitude to Morocco for its friendship as one of the UK's most trusted African allies, highlighting the positive impact of this relationship. The event was attended by a number of prominent figures, as well as representatives of the British government, members of the diplomatic corps accredited to the Court of St. James, and members of the Moroccan community living in the UK.
From London to Moscow, where Gabon's ambassador to Russia, Joanna Rose Mamiaka, shared that the Republic of Gabon and the Kingdom of Morocco share a long-standing secular relationship built on continuity. Iman DB with the details.
During her participation reception offered by Morocco's embassy to Russia on the occasion of 24th anniversary of King Mohammed VI's accession to the throne of his glorious ancestors, Gabon's ambassador to Russia, Joanna Rose Mamiaka, highlighted the enduring and close relationship between Gabon and Morocco. This relationship is deeply rooted in the historical connections between the late President Omar Bongo Ondimba and the late His Majesty Hassan Sagan. Despite their passing, the bond and shared vision between the two nations remained unchanged and continue to thrive in various aspects. The diplomat emphasized the significance that the Liber Veil places on its ties with Rabat, describing Morocco as an essential economic partner for Gabon. However, beyond the economic cooperation, the core of their relationship lies a sense of fraternity and shared destiny. Mamiaka expressed optimism about the positive prospects of further development bilateral relations, praising Morocco as one of Gabon's leading partners. Overall, she believes that continued growth in cultural, economic, and political areas will be mutually beneficial for both countries.
Moving on to international news, in a significant development, the Senegalese Ministry of Interior announced the dissolution of the opposition party PASTEF Monday, following the conviction and imprisonment of its leader Ousmane Sonko. The party, formerly known as Nationalists for Action, Ethics and Brotherhood, faced allegation of incitement to rebellion and compromising state security. Interior Minister Antoine Diom revealed that PASTEF had repeatedly issued calls for rebellion through its leadership and apparatus, leading to grave consequences including loss of life, numerous injuries and incidents of looting and destruction of public and private properties. The recent disturbances which seriously disrupted public order were recorded during the first week of June 2023. With prior unrest also documented in March 2021. In response to these actions, considered a severe and consistent violation of political parties' commitments, the government took decisive action and dissolved PASTEF through an official decree in full accordance with the constitution. As part of this dissolution, the party's assets will be liquidated in adherence to the applicable legal and regulatory procedures. Ousmane Sonko, a prominent opposition figure who had announced his candidacy for the 2024 presidential elections, faced conviction and immediate imprisonment on various charges, including the incitement to rebellion. Concluding in sports as always, Raja Casablanca qualifies for the quarterfinals of the King Salman Cup for football after defeating Kuwait SC 2-0 on Monday in the second round of Group D. Hossein Rahimi and Mohamed Zrida scored the two goals for Raja Casablanca. It is worth noting that in their previous match of the tournament, Raja Casablanca secured a 2-1 victory against CR Blouizdad from Algeria in the opening round. Next, Raja Casablanca will face Al Wahda FC from the United Arab Emirates on Thursday in the third round. We wish them the best of luck. Morocco para-athletes dominated the shot put at the 9th edition of the Francophonie Games in Kinshasa, securing all three podium spots, gold, silver, and bronze. Yusra Karim claimed the gold medal with a throw-in distance of 8.90 meters, while Hayat Elgara secured the silver with a throw of 8.07 meters, and Ibtissam Elgara earned the bronze with a distance of 7.08 meters. This achievement propelled Morocco to the top of the medal table with a total of 9 medals, including 4 gold, 3 silver, and 2 bronze. The games, which featured 2,500 young athletes aged 18 to 35, representing 88 countries, including Morocco, will run until August 6th, with participants competing in various sports and cultural activities. And that wraps up today's news update. Thank you for joining us, and make sure to stay tuned for the latest national and international news and updates on RIM Radio. As for me, I will meet you tomorrow.